enough money. We don't need to keep. We don't need to pad our pockets.
Isn't there a movie or a show for this one now?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Not that I know.
There's a music video. She's in a red jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Playing in the snow with Santa.
Sure. Awesome. And again, that's one that when it came out, I was like, oh, this is wonderful. It's just that I've heard it so much. But that's okay.
Oh, it like
owns
I
you that. Christmas.
It
though.
Does own Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. What are you going to do?
Donny Hathaway.
Yeah, before. That's a good one.
Oh, good.
Wow, look at Bob.
Come through, Bob.
I like it, Bob. Bob's a fine musician in his own right, so he knows.
No Donny Hathaway.
He knows about the music business. And the fine Christmas recordings. All right, if you are a cannabis aficionado, listen up. Because on December 4th, Cannabis Infused Dining is coming to Chicago. Windy City High, it is called. And one of the men behind it, the man behind it, is Chef Manny Mendoza, who hails originally from Pilsen, and he joins us now on WGN. Chef Manny, I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving. Thanks for taking some time this afternoon.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much.
So I saw this story, and I was intrigued, as I'm sure a lot of people are. First of all, how'd you get involved in cooking, and then how did that evolve into not only being a chef, but then being a chef who likes to infuse his food with cannabis?
Well, I started cooking when I was a young teenager, about 16. I entered a program downtown called Gallery 37.
Okay.
And that's what really exposed me. Just the cooking club exposed me to handling food, to cooking food, to trying things that I had never tried before. And that's what kind of inspired me. Wow, things that I thought I used to hate now taste good. So that just opened up a whole new set of doors for me. And then from there, I decided I wanted to go to culinary school. I went to the Culinary Institute of America in New York. And from there, it just stuck with me as a passion, because I started meeting so many great friends, mentors. It became so deeply a part of me. that's what pretty much led me to be a chef and cook.
And you worked at a lot of well-known restaurants in Chicago before you went to California, right?
Yeah, I worked in some really good ones, for some really great chefs. No crazy, crazy restaurants. High end, like three Michelin star type restaurants, but I had really good training. I did a lot of scratch cooking. I did a lot of apprenticeships and stages around the city at those kind of Michelin rated restaurants. But a lot of it was taught from a small group of people, I would say.
And do you have a specialty, like before you got into what we're going to talk more about, the cannabis infused dining? Did you have a niche? Was there something that, hey, this is Manny Mendoza's specialty?
Well, I'm of Mexican and Salvadorian descent, so a lot of like Central American or Mexican or Latin cuisine or flavors. That's probably my niche, especially.
So how do you go from cooking? Cooking in restaurants here in Chicago, you go to California, you're cooking, and then you decide, you know what, I'm going to start experimenting with infusing my food with cannabis.
Well, it happened a long time ago. It happened right after I came back from culinary school. I mean, I've been a small time, like, habitual smoker, toker, since early on in high school.
So. All right.
It wasn't anything new, and I've always been cooking, so it's really just been a marriage of things that I've always loved and been passionate about, feeding people, sharing with people, sharing herb with people, and cooking for them. So all these things were just, it's just a natural product of everything I've ever done.
So what was the first dish that you remember infusing with some sort of cannabis, and how did it turn out?
Brownies.
Well, brownies would seem like the easiest, most obvious answer. But I'm guessing it wasn't brownies, or was it?
No, it really wasn't. I've never actually been a fan of brownies. They've always been too much high in sugar and fat for me.
Okay.
And they kind of made my stomach upset, and then in turn made my head upset. So I've always tried to stay away from really high fatty sugar edibles my whole life, but. My first drink actually was a chocolate milk.
Really?
Because I heard about infusing butters, and then I just applied the same logic of finding a fat to get the THC or CBD molecules to adhere to. So I figure, like, whole milk has plenty of fat.
Right.
I just grinded up some herb, put it in a small saucepan with milk, heated it up for about 15 minutes on low, and then I strained it, mixed it with chocolate mix, and put it in the freezer with some ice, and then I had just, like, the most amazing iced chocolate milk, and I was feeling really great.
Well, this is a naive question from a guy who's never smoked in his life. Does it, when you're taking the edibles, do you get the same type of high you would if you were just smoking it?
Well, it really depends on the kind of strain you're using and how much of it you're using, the ratio between CBD to THC. Because if you have something that's really high in high potency in THC, you're going to get a head high, like a really severe one. And if you're not used to it, that's what you want to stay away from. You want to keep really low, mild doses and have it in proportion to CBD, because that's non-psychoactive. So you want to balance out the psychoactive from the non-psychoactive. That way you have a balanced effect, and you don't feel too lethargic and you don't feel too head high. You have a nice balance where you're relaxed and your body's feeling at ease. And your mind has a little bit more openness, a little bit more clarity, a little bit more sensitivity to tastes and feelings and sounds. But not in a bad way, not in an overwhelming way. It's supposed to be mild.
Now, again, for the non-herb aficionados, most people have heard the term THC. What's the CBD that you talk about and how that is important when you're infusing food with it?
CBD is the non-psychoactive component. It's just one of hundreds of components, active components inside of the cannabis plant. THC is what you get after you heat up THCA molecule. It reverts, or it goes into, it turns into THC, and that's what makes it psychoactive. CBD is the component that has a lot more medical benefits to the body in general. It's an anti-inflammatory, it's an antipsychotic, it helps with digestive aid.
Is all of this legal?
Well, that's what I'm going to get to, because you were in California and you're cooking, and this has been a lifelong thing for you, and you start this company, Herbal Notes. And during that time when you're starting that, this is when the whole thing of recreational marijuana becoming legal in California is starting. So you start doing these dinners. Now you're bringing one to Chicago. How tough is it to navigate the legalities of these places where you're going to have these dinners?
Well, it really isn't that tough, because there is currently in place a medical marijuana pilot program.
Right.
So there is a small area of legality when it comes to this stuff.
Okay.
But the way we're going about it is everybody that's coming to or invited to our dinner has a real patient card. They are real patients.
Okay.
And we have a licensed handler on our side who can check these IDs. She works for a cannabis outreach program in Illinois. And she has a license. She works between doctors and their recommendations and patients. So she's kind of the middle person between them. So she's going to be checking all of our IDs. She's going to make sure all the patients and verify them. And then we're really giving people the smallest dose possible. It's really more of an entry, more of an exposure.
Okay.
So more people can see a new light, and we can break a really old stigma of cannabis in general.
Well, when you started Herbal Notes, what was it? Was that the goal, to change the perception and to bring more people into the tent, so to speak?
Oh, absolutely, because there's already 30 plus states in the country that have legalized it in some form, which means that there's not thousands but millions of people who, all over, especially in Illinois, but all over the country, who feel like there's this sort of stigma against them that they need to hide. They need to be afraid. They need to, you know, fear for their job, fear for, like, loved ones are going to shun them. There's just this whole stigma about something that's really not even that, or really not bad at all, but it is about breaking the stigma against people who are normal people. They're people with real ailments. they're senior citizens, they're mm-hmm. veterans, and they're enthusiasts who really aren't bad people, but they want to share the same experience that all these other people are. So they don't deserve to be, you know, set right. aside in a closet, labeled as these are bad people. These are like, you know, devil children. They're gonna spread all these, you know, nasty ideas and throughout the community and infect. And then
listen, Manny, I don't know if you watch Reefer Madness. We all know what happens. A little bit of pot, you're throwing people out windows. It's horrifying.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
but this is a great.
I'm trying to tell people again.
Of course, because you know all the studies that are coming out for medicinal marijuana and medicinal cannabis, it's hard to ignore. You know, at first people will go, but the more medical research that comes out, you can't keep discounting all of this research. So I was looking at the website, and if people want information. Go ahead.
May I add one small little thing? Just a little more reinforcement is that the human body has an addition to our nervous system. It's called the endocannabinoid system. It's in place because it's to receive cannabis molecules, THC, CBD, everything from the plant we are made to receive. So it's not like coincidence, hey, we want to start smoking and feeling effects.
Right.
That's something we've been doing since ancient times, for hundreds of years, if not thousands. In some form, people in the Middle East, people in South America, people all over the world have some form of cannabis, and they've been doing it throughout history. So this isn't anything really new.
So if people go to herbalnotes.com and they've got their patient card and they're interested in this dinner, when they come to the event on December 4th, and first of all, have you found a location yet?
Yes, we have a location.
Okay, good. So you have a location, because when the story first came out, you didn't have a location. So what can they expect when they sit down? What kind of dishes are you creating for this dinner?
Well, Chef Daniel Espinoza of Lobo Ray, he's our chef partner, collaborating with us. So he's going to be cooking dishes. We're splitting the menu in half, and he's cooking dishes that are a little bit more true to his background. And the same, we're really cooking from the heart. We're not trying to make some kind of lavish, extreme modernist approach to normal food. We just want to be able to share what we have experienced and what we love and what we have been cooking our whole lives with these people. And now we're just adding a little seasoning, a little extra seasoning in the cannabis.
Very
so
nice.
It's really not. Yeah, it's just a little touch, a little salt or a little oil or a little vinegar or something, just to kind of finish the dish and to kind of bring everybody together. Not just the dish itself and all the components, but everybody together.
And if people are interested, herbalnotes.com is the website. All the information on the dinner at Windy City High, which is happening December 4th. And again, you have to have a patient card. This is not just for, you know, somebody who's hanging out who thinks, oh, this will be fun. You have to have a patient card. It's all legal. Everything's cool. Chef Manny Mendoza coming back home for a big event. I thank you for taking some time this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Good talking to you, Manny. Take care. That's Chef Manny Mendoza. Again, herbalnotes.com.